Well, good morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you for this day, Lord. Lord, as this song says, there's no place we would rather be than in your presence and your love. Lord, we want to celebrate that today. We want to celebrate being in your presence. We want to celebrate, Lord, being in your love, Lord. Lord, in your presence is love, Lord, because you are love. So, Lord, I pray that if there's any areas of our heart that feels alienated or separated, Lord, that your love would penetrate those areas today in our lives. Lord, that we would sense, Lord, the spirit of adoption, being fully yours, being fully persuaded, Lord, that there's nothing that can separate us from your love. Lord, we thank you, God, that you are at work in our lives, even when we don't see it, even when we experience things that look contrary to that, Lord. We thank you that you're at work in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you're the one that has started this work in us. Lord, and you will be the one that is faithful to complete this work. We surrender to your work in our lives this morning. We surrender, Lord, to the full work of the cross in our hearts and our minds. We just ask, Lord, that you would allow this service, Lord, to bring you glory. Lord, that as we worship you this morning, Lord, that it would be from a heart of spirit and in truth.
Yes, Lord.
That there would be a realness to our worship, Lord. That we wouldn't be going through just the motions, Lord. But that we would be experiencing you, Lord, deep in our emotions, God. That our hearts, Lord, would connect with you in a supernatural way. We just yield and we surrender to your will this morning, Lord. We yield to you, Lord. We yield to your purposes and your plans for our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be.
rather be. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be than here in your love, here in your love. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be than here in your love, here in your love. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God.
I want more of you, God.
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God.
I want more of
as you wait for the crown.
Problem with one of the lines. Jesse, can you go to the next one? I think it might be the chorus, though. No. Holy Spirit, yes, you are welcome in this place. And as I'm saying that, I like Holy Spirit can go where he wants to, doesn't need our welcome. But you know what? This morning the Lord said to me, Holy Spirit can be there, but you not even welcome him in. You have the choice to say, Holy Spirit, you're welcome here, not here, because he's here. He doesn't need that welcome. He needs your welcome. He needs you to say, come on in, you know, do what needs to be done in here. And as I listened to what that was, the Lord was saying to me, I was just like blown away. I will never look at this song again and say that I don't like that one line, because I need him here, deep in here. Doesn't matter what happens to anybody else or with anybody else. It's me and him. It's always been and always will be me and him.
Thank you.
King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
You. Isn't that just the sweetest? I mean, just the sweetest.
That's what the cherubim who circle the Father in heaven are saying, holy, holy, holy. So we were just entering into a heavenly cry, a heavenly sound right there. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's a song that each one of us has in our hearts. And some of us don't realize that because we've never been singers, or you know, we've never thought our sound of our voice sounded good. And so maybe if we were singing on the radio with a certain song, we would sing along. But you have been designed with a certain sound that will connect with the sound of heaven. And it may be just singing something as simple as holy, 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 but it may be a song that's in your heart that you communicate to the Lord, and it will not only do something, you know, in your surroundings, but it does something deep in your heart. It connects you with maybe a destiny. Talk about destiny last week. A plan that God has for you that will be fulfilled in you just being obedient when you hear that sound. Sometimes it maybe is just like a noise, just like, ah. I just encourage you to let your spirit connect with the Lord and not be limited by your own natural understanding or your own natural abilities. Amen? So I set my alarm today. So do you guys remember about a month ago, we handed out those sheets that, some people, yeah, I know. And I've only received like two back, and then a couple communicated to me directly about them. But I want to encourage you to continue to think about those. Now, if you've lost the sheet or you put it somewhere and you want me to like email it to me, then come up to me after service. But again, we're a family of believers here. It's not just, you know, Pastor Gay and I that are just saying, okay, this is what we're going to do. It's like, what does the Lord have on your heart? What has he put in you for 2018 for us here, or maybe even for your personal life, that is a reflection of who we are here? So does everybody get that? I know some of you said, yeah, I'm going to. And it's easy to, you know, to have a plan, you know, but I just want to encourage you to follow through. With that said, you have to make an announcement. Okay.
You have to make an announcement.
Sorry, I forgot this. On the 22nd of March, I am starting a Bible study for women at my house. It's going to be at 5:15 and go for 1 hour and 15 minutes. That's it. So everybody will have time that they can, if you're getting off work, you can come straight, go, and then go home and feed your family. It will not go over 1 hour and 15 minutes. I'll keep it, the time, really careful. But it's going to be at my house, and I hope that you guys can come next week. Hopefully I'll have some cards to pass out. If you'd like to take some to friends or whoever, you can just invite whoever. And if we fill up my house, then we'll move to the church if that's necessary. But we're going to do it, and I hope that you can join us.
Praise the Lord. So
With that said, that's awesome that you're going to have that women's group, because I know that the women have been asking for it. So, but with the part that I was saying previous, the person who's going to be sharing today, Joe Scroggins, he's going to be sharing his heart, and I ask you to really open up your heart and receive what he has. Came during that time of focusing on those questions. And so I don't want to steal any thunder from Joe, but I can just tell you, you guys know his heart. I mean, you know, both his and Christine's heart is for people, you know, to receive everything that the Lord has for them. That was my four question reminder. So turn that off. And that he wants to see all of us in the body of Christ, not just this group here, but all of us, to be walking in the fullness that Christ has for us. And sometimes that requires a change of thinking. You know, I think we talk about that a lot, of renewing of the mind, changing of thinking. So he's going to communicate today what the Lord put on his heart concerning that. So, Joe, why don't you come on up and just bless us with what you have today. And I'm excited. And what are you doing there? Oh, you need the table? Okay.
Testing, testing. Am I coming through?
Loud and clear.
Wow. Just a wonderful presence of the Lord here, and just to, you know, just to sit, you know, in the soft music and just, you know, be in his presence. And his presence is still here. He hasn't gone anywhere. Thank you, Lord. You're so awesome. I've just got so much on my mind and so much that I would love to share. But there's just too much. During this waiting time of just preparing and seeking God about, you know, what to share, what the Lord wants to do, God just began to download so much revelation on so many different topics that my mind was getting ready to explode. It was hard to kind of stay, you know, on point with what God wants to do. My heart is for the church, and to see the church come into a place where it becomes like what Jesus talked about. He said, "Take my yoke upon you. It's easy." It's easy. It really is. It should be really easy, shouldn't it? It should be easy to go ahead and just, you know, walk in, you know, what the Lord wants us to walk in these days. You know, here we are in 2018. You know, Lord's not done with this. He's not done. He's moving powerfully. And he really, really loves us, and he wants us to move forward and just and come into what it is that he's doing in 2018. So, you know, I thought about so many things I wanted to say. Like, you know, I've seen so many negative things in religion and the church world. And, you know, I just want to just explode and just try to decimate as much of all the stuff that really doesn't matter as much as I possibly can. I won't do that right now. But I want to, you know, try to help us to move into that. And, you know, I really liked what you were saying, the holy, holy, holy. I actually have that as a... Let me get this back a little bit. That's it. You were saying, holy, 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 holy is the Lord. And that was actually a part of my message, and I just really felt God in that. So awesome. That's in Isaiah 6, and it could be in a couple of other places, but it says,
Oops.
Yeah, in Isaiah 6, verse 3, and one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is... Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Holy is the Lord. The whole earth is full of his glory. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. You are welcome here. Thank you, Lord. Today is a really good day for me and my wife. Because we actually waited a really long time to a lot of persevering through things. You know, actually, I'm going to go ahead and say something that somebody in our path since 2010 tried to illegitimately birth our ministry. And God gave Christine a dream. I'm sorry if I'm crying. This really means a lot to me, and I really care about you guys. But somebody tried to do that, and God gave Christine a dream and me a dream, and he put a stop to it. And the dream she had was that she was pregnant, and that represented ministry. And I just want to say, after all this time, today, the ministry is out, is born. Praise God. I just love to get right to the altar service and just pray for everybody and just see everybody just set free and just blessed and healed and everything. This is my first time talking, so I thought I'd talk a little bit about my testimony and what happened and kind of how I came to this point. And catch my breath. I didn't get much sleep last night, if any. So in 2010, I was very confused about my Christianity. I'll just be honest about my walk with the Lord. And very confusing. Nothing seemed to be working. I still had addictions. I had just problems and just a lot of things stirring that I wasn't connecting. Just wasn't there for me for some reason. I knew a lot about the scriptures, and I really knew a lot of scriptures. And I could sit online and I could just roll off scriptures and, you know, and be in like a forum or something like that and just talking to people. But something was just not right. I thought I was doing it right. I have a Pentecostal background. And, you know, I had my things in line that I thought I needed to do, you know, to make myself okay in God's sight. And after a while, it just stopped working. It just stopped working. I mean, I just had it in my mind that I needed to do such and such and so forth, and I had my list of all the things, I had my checklist of all the things that I needed to do. But then one day I just broke, and I was just kind of finished. And I'll try to get through this as quickly as I can, It's kind of long because God is just so glorious and he's so awesome. And one day, I made up my mind I was going to just go ahead and just if I was going to be done with it. I really did. I'm just being honest here. I was just going to be done, and I was just going to start having fun with my life and things like that and just kind of do whatever it is that I feel like I needed to do. So anyway, I don't know why I came to church again. I had done made up my mind, but I went ahead and it was here. So I went ahead and I came to church. And, let me go back a little bit. So after I'd done made up my mind, that I wasn't going to pursue like a Christian walk, I was looking for stable ground within myself, somehow. So I kind of gave up on that whole thing. But I was in my backyard one night, and I heard the Lord speak to me, and all he said was one scripture. He said, and it's the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I knew I heard that. And I was like, oh my gosh, that was Jesus. He talked to me. He said something to me. And I thought about that for a little bit. But he gave me a kind of an opening about what it meant. And so it grabbed me. And I'm like, okay, I've kind of given up on that. But yet here I am. Now I've got something to go with. Okay, all right, I understand that. I get that. I get it. So anyway, so I go ahead and come to church, and Alan Higgins was here. Does everybody remember Alan Higgins? Awesome man of God. Awesome man of God. And he's not with us anymore, but God bless that man for doing what he did, because God set me up on a divine appointment. And praise God. And he was up here preaching. And while he was preaching about the kingdom of God. And he was preaching about the things of God. And everything all of a sudden started to hook together when he was preaching. I'm like, oh my gosh, that sounds just like what Jesus was telling me in the backyard. So anyway, preached, and then he had an altar service, and there were some people up here, and there were some people getting healed. And I thought, you know, I'll just go ahead and just talk to him for a second. And because, you know, it connected with me, and I was thankful for that. So he was standing like right over here, and so I came up and I talked to him. I'm like, yeah, you know, that's pretty good preaching, you know. It kind of sounds like what, yeah, okay. And I was getting ready to turn around and walk away, and he goes, hey, well, why don't we just go ahead and just pray for you anyway? And I'm like, oh yeah, sure, why not? So I'm standing here like this, and he puts his hand like right on me like this, and he says a prayer. So I turn around, all right, thanks, have a good day. I start walking. And I get right here. And that was it. Man, Kansas went bye-bye. I'm telling you what. If there's anybody that knows how to change your life for the good, that's God. It's Jesus Christ. He knows how to do it. Let's not second guess him today, folks. Let's really dig in. And let's really pursue him in a way that's not so defined within ourselves that we can't grasp him. There is, you know, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end of that way is death, or it leads to a dead end. You may seem like you're doing okay for a while, but it'll stop if you're doing it within your own power. Yeah. So anyway, I get right there, and all of a sudden, something happened, and it was like, I don't know, I can't explain it. It was just God. It was just the Holy Spirit. And I started driving down the road, and the tears were coming out of my eyes, and I didn't feel any emotions. And I was like, what's this? What's going on? So I get home, and it was like the whole house was like electrified. And I knelt down to pray, because the power of God was just so strong. I knelt down to pray, and I just said, I don't know what you're doing, God, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. And I go in the backyard,
And the power of God was in the backyard. It just kept coming. And I'm telling you, folks, God knows how to establish a relationship with you. He really does. He knows how to do it. He knows how to blow your mind so much that you will never, ever think about ever going back. He's such an awesome and powerful and loving God. He will do that for you. He will do that for you. He will give you such an awesome experience with him. He will ground you so deep. There is nothing that anybody can tell you that can knock you off that rock ever. Ever. The things of the world and all of the lusts of the things that are in the world will die. Because he is so awesome. He's awesome. So anyway, I just began to be in constant curiosity and wonder and of all the things that he was doing. And I was still kind of attached to my checklists and religion. And like I would go to bed at night and then I would get up in the morning. And it was just like a wave of power would come in. And I never really understood it because I thought I had to do something. I had to do something to make it happen. Constantly, you know, striving. And then after a while, and every morning he would come. Every morning, and I didn't understand that kind of love. And then it took a really long time for me to finally get in my head that God actually really wanted to be with me, and he really did love me. He really did love me. And he told me that so many times. I'm here because I want to be here. I love you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. God is always going to be with you. One time I was taking a shower, and I thought I was just the worst sinner in the world. And God spoke to me, and I heard him very clearly. Jesus yelled at me. He says, I'm never leaving you. I'm never leaving you, and I am never going to forsake you. I love you. He loves us so much. It's incredible the amount of love that he has. So anyway, God began to show me things in the scriptures. He began to, this is not about me, folks. This is all about him. I glorify God every day, and I'm so thankful for what he's done. So, you know, when the Bible talks about the spirit of wisdom and revelation, after a while, the Spirit of God just kept coming and kept coming, kept coming. Then all of a sudden, he just began to unfold mysteries. He began to open up things that I didn't even know they existed. I never knew they were there ever. And God began to open up my understanding. And then all of a sudden, I knew things that I never knew before. And that's just it, folks. We don't have to, the Bible says not to lean on our own understanding, lean on his understanding. So when God opens up supernaturally our understanding, you didn't do it. You can't do it. It's impossible. It's impossible. You can't do it. God does it. And you know what? It's totally free. It's totally and absolutely free. You think, you know, somebody that's got all these these talents and do this and that and the other thing. You know what? They didn't get there because they were so awesome. God blesses them with talents and gifts that they didn't have. And not like they necessarily felt like they were worthy or deserving of it. It's just totally free, and it's just a gift that God gives you. So God began to unfold mysteries and began to speak to me about things and talk to me about the church. And he began to talk to me about just so many different subjects and things like that. And the Lord was just so close. He was just so awesome. He spoke to me many, many, many scriptures. You know, like who the Son has set free is free indeed. I mean, when Jesus Christ himself sets you free, you're free. Man, you are free. And it's not a freedom like, I can't emphasize this enough, the rule set that we have to leave behind and come into that understanding of what it is that he wants to bring us. And he just made it so clear so many times, over and over, that, you know, I love you. It's a gift. It's free. I'm here. I just constantly, over and over and over. And that's kind of where I see the church nowadays. Is we're still kind of hooked into that gotta do, instead of dying. Dying to self, putting down and trying to credit ourselves with the things that we do that we think that are going to gain us something somewhere in God. Now, obedience is one thing. We should obey when he talks to us, he speaks to us, and he says, I want you to do such and such, or, you know, now that I've blessed you, now it's time to do some works and start blessing other people. Because love is an open door. Love is something that we need to show. And if we don't have love and we can't express that love to other people, well, then we're really not doing much. Yeah, so like Paul said, he said, if I could understand every mystery there is, give my body to be burned, but I don't love anybody or I can't do anything or express love, well, it's not really going to do me much good. Because it's all about Jesus first, and then you guys. Jesus, I have, like I said, I have a lot to talk about, and I don't think I'm going to get through all these. But that's just a little bit of my testimony. God began to. I can talk about one thing that He did. That was so awesome. I kind of had a feeling over this time that I was called to pray for the sick, and I wasn't quite sure. And I tell Christine, I think I'm called to pray for the sick. I don't know. I guess we'll find out. So I called my aunt. And I talked to her for a little bit. I'm like, hey, what's going on? Anything going on in the church world around there? And she says, oh, yeah, they're having a revival down at this church. And I'm like, okay. I tell Christine, okay, now we're going to find out. And, you know, you can fleece God. If you need to find something out bad enough from God and you're really seeking him, he'll tell you. So anyway, we go down there. And right off the bat, we spot a lady with a wrist brace on of some sort. So anyway, the service gets over, and she's up at the front, and she's getting prayer, and we're watching her, what's going on, because we're like, we're going to find out if I'm called to pray for the sick, and I'm just going to sit here, and I'm just going to wait. So she gets prayer, you know, and so she walks around, and I start talking to her. I'm like, hey, what's going on? Did anything happen? You got prayer. What's going on with your wrist? She says, somebody shot a gun and the gunpowder came out and it went through her, into her nerves, paralyzed her hand. And she couldn't move. She couldn't move it at all. So anyway, I'm like, can I pray for you? She says, oh yeah, you can pray for me. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what it was. It was just awesome. God was just doing so many things at that time. There's so many things. I can't get to all of them. But it's like a wall of fire went up. And then I started to pray for her. And I'm telling you, people, you don't got to be perfect. You don't have to pray a perfect prayer. All you need is the power of God. You need the Holy Spirit and power. And I'm telling you, God healed her in about 1 second. I mean, she just went, whoa. He just totally healed her right there, right in front of me. And and all of a sudden, church exploded again. The revival just, it was over, but everybody started hooping and hollering again. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'm telling you, it was just so awesome to see God do that. And it was, you know, God may as well have told me that I was called to pray for the sick with an audible voice. I mean, that was it. And that was when we knew. It was like, is there any questions? There's no more questions. So we want, and that's just been a desire ever since. Because we know God will do it, and we know he does it quickly. And, well, sometimes over time, but he does it. Like, right now. He will do it right now. He's an awesome and powerful miracle-working God. Amen. So, anyway, I'm going to... So, now that I got through that, I'm going to go ahead and go through a list of stuff we were praying at Mike New Orleans about 2018. And one of the things that the Lord gave me was, which would be the title, I guess, of this sermon, to be a transitionalist and not a traditionalist. Now, I've already kind of hit on a couple of those. But I knew it was God when he gave it to me. And then Mike says, you know, maybe you should share on that sometime. And I went, that's an open door. Thanks, Mike. So, anyway, I'll just go through a list of a couple of things. How we can move away from traditions and being traditionalist to being a transitionalist. It's not a word, but we made it a word. So I think you kind of get the idea of transitional, yes. So anyway. If you're a traditionalist, oh goodness, where do you go with this? There's so much tradition in the world, oh my gosh. And there's so many forms of tradition with all different types of religions and just even people that don't know God, they have all kinds of traditions and things that they do. It just becomes a way of life. And sometimes it's all you know. It's all you know how to do. And Christians can get that way. I know, I was one. I was stuck in it. We want to flow with the Spirit. We want to hear him, and we want to flow with him, hear his voice, and give us the ability to obey. Amen? And then when we obey, our lives changed. Other people's lives are changed. Miracles break out. Amen. Hallelujah. Tradition, a way of thinking that gets embedded in the fabric of your thought life. Traditions consist of the works and the things that you do that aren't defined by God. Because our life should flow out of the rock. And it should be coming up out of the life spring of the living word that comes out of the Lord. Praise God. The works, the things that you do, the outward things we do that become stuck in us, it's a way we do life. Even though it seem good, it can be a stopping point. You know, the Bible talks about in Isaiah 40, it says that there's crooked paths. We need to make the crooked path straight. You know, and what that's talking about is, Jesus said, straight is the way, narrow is the gate. He's that way, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. It's a very narrow passage. Why? One person, Jesus Christ. Two, he used foolishness to confound all the wise people. Death, strangely enough, which becomes our powerhouse. Hallelujah. He died so we can die. So this flesh man can get out of the way and we can be alive in the spirit. Amen. Wrong beliefs can become systems. Systems become structures. Structures become strongholds. We need to return to Jesus and putting it all on him. Let's put it all on him, every bit of it. Say, Lord, if there's anything that's going to happen in my life, it's going to be you. It's going to come from you, because I will not settle for anything less than what you have. Because when God gives it to you, it's better than everything else. Nothing compares. Nothing matches. Hallelujah. When God becomes so real and so awesome, and it begins to flow through your life like that, there's nothing that can compare. He is the life. He is the very definition of life. Following after ideas that come from man. Tradition and religion, along with pride, can cause blindness to our own insufficiencies, causing you to stop growing in God and receiving his best. In Mark 7:13, Jesus was talking about the Pharisees and how they made, it says, they made the word of God to no effect by their traditions. And what it was talking about there, they said you had to wash your hands before you ate. And if you didn't do it, you're doing something wrong. And I mean, so that's just one little thing. But, how many things do we do, or do I still do, that I feel like I need to do to make something happen? Lord, help us all today. Amen. And then in Luke 18, I was talking about Jesus was talking about a parable here. And Luke 18:9, he spake and said this parable to a certain which trusted themselves as they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed with himself, God, I thank you that I'm not as these other men are. Extortioners, unjust, all those sinner people out there, they're just so unholy. So extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican, poor publican, the publican wins. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, extortioners. I fast twice a week. I give tithes at all I possess. But the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift his eyes to heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. It's not like we're sinners and we go around sinning all the time. But when the Lord spoke this scripture to me, into my being, it's an attitude of the heart. Yeah. That's all it is, an attitude of the heart that we need to carry. And what he told me was, you need to be like this all the time. You need to have humility all the time. Not that you are sinning all the time, but you serve an awesome and powerful God. We need to make him God, put him on the throne where he belongs, and let's be his children and his servants and not try to become God ourselves or to lift ourselves up in any way that we do any self-exaltation. I tell you, this man went to his house justified. rather than the other. For everyone that exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. Hallelujah. So, now on to what it is to be a transitionalist. I'll try to get through these quickly, because I do want to have an activation period to where we can, because we know that, you know, God is awesome, and he can transition you like he transitioned me. And, you know, I don't know where you're at with your walk with God. I just know that when that happened to me, that it was so far and so awesome and so far above me, I can't touch that. It's just so awesome. You want things to do for God? God will give you a lot of things to do. All you got to do is just open your heart and ask, and he'll get you busy really quick. He will. So you want to love people? You want to be on fire for God? God knows how to set you on fire. He can give you supernatural energy to do the unthinkable. What's that scripture say? Exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. And that's what we need. We need to have our understanding open to a point where we say, exceedingly abundantly, it's way above anything I can ever possibly ask of or think of. Hallelujah. And just have God carry us and just give us a little bit. You know, just a little bit. A lot or a little bit. Let's just take what we can get. Amen. So, thank you. Okay. Transitionalist. Number one, repent. God, I'm sorry for a lot of the ways that I've been thinking that I've been doing things that's supposed to be of you. And if they're not, I need you to change me. I need you to change my mind about how it is that I'm thinking about stuff. So anyway, repent, change the way you think about, you think about the direction you're going. Make yourself fall into God's safety net. After we take the leap of faith, to not rely upon our own understanding. And that's kind of the spot. I've heard so many testimonies from so many people that have that somehow they get brought to that same spot where they become nothing, and then all of a sudden God explodes in their life, and then all of a sudden he becomes everything. And it's a brand new walk. God knows how to make, he knows how to make all things new, doesn't he? Hallelujah. So we fall into God's safety net and just trust that after we come to that place, that he's going to be there to catch us and give us exactly what it is that we need. Transition from what I already know to what God is doing, Transition from what I already know to what God is going to teach me and talk with me about right now. What he said to you yesterday may not have anything to do with what's going on today, because today might be your day to receive a word from God or something from God that is going to transition you from today into a whole another realm. And it could happen any time. It could happen any time. And that never stops, ever. Because the Word of God says we go from glory to glory. So anyway, transition from what we already know to what God wants to teach us today. Hearing the voice of God and encountering him. He said, what did Jesus say? My sheep, they know my voice. Amen. Jesus Christ was the best transitionalist of anybody that ever lived. And I'll tell you why. He obeyed the Father and only did what he seen the Father doing. And he lived his whole entire life that way. He lived his whole life that way. He really laid down his life. He laid down his own life in obedience to the Father to the point, I only do what I see the Father doing. So anytime the Father would speak to him or show him something, he'd go from whatever he was doing to on to the next thing. God, what's it say? If you were to put all the things that Jesus did on paper, it would go around the world. And he died at 33. That's a lot of stuff. We can write a few books of our own. When we don't know about something, don't try and draw conclusions on that subject when you haven't heard from God on it. Hear from God on your own. If you have a question about anything in the Word of God or anything that's going around you, because he cares about you in your life, take it directly to God, and then don't try to jump to a conclusion or draw a conclusion on that so quickly when God wants to bring you the truth about the matter that's going to bring the breakthrough. As scripture for transition would be Mark 1:6. Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said to them, come ye after me, and I will make you fishers of men. And straightway, with no hesitation, and straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. Okay, they had to make a living, right? Straight away, there was no debate about it. They just said, let's go. Let's do it. And that's a message all its own. But, you know, when God speaks to us something, and it can be a major transitional, occupational change, or God, you know, God really loves us, and he really wants to see us, you know, have the best, but not to the point where it destroys us. And Isaiah chapter 6, talking about transition. Isaiah, he saw the Lord sitting high up on the throne, and this is what I was talking about earlier, the seraphims, they were saying, holy, 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 and how that beautiful song tied in with this. But he saw the Lord high and lifted up, and then dropped down to Isaiah 6:5. Says, then said I, woe is me, for I'm undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched my lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, thy sin is purged. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, Lord. So here's Isaiah, and he's caught up into heaven, and he gets a vision of the Lord, and he's seeing the Lord, and he sees himself in an undone state. Now, you know, if it takes going into heaven to see ourselves in an undone state, you know, I think God will do that too. He did it for Isaiah. See, if he really wants to get through to us, if we will humble ourselves like Isaiah, I'm not as good as I thought I was. You know, when you stand in the presence of a holy God, we find out just exactly where we're at, don't we? So here's the Lord doing this for him, catching up in heaven. He's seen seraphims. He's seen the Lord high and lifted up. And he's got something for Isaiah to do. Like we've all got something to do for the Lord. He says, and that gave him the confidence when they brought the tongs over and they put the coal of fire on his lips, thy sin is purged. It totally, completely changed his mind in an instant. All of a sudden, now he's got confidence to go do what it is that God's called him to do. And that's all we really need today, is get a revelation of him and what he wants to do and his plans and the things that he's got for us. And we can do it. And we can do it with joy. And it doesn't have to be hard. It can be very easy. And very easy. Because God, when God opens your mind, he opens up the revelation of who he is and how what he's made you and his love for you. When he grounds you in love, you can go do whatever it is that he's called you to do. And you can be happy about it. And it shouldn't be a drudge. You shouldn't feel like, you know, I have to do this, you know. You don't have to try to make it a part of your list to, you know, somehow keep trying to please God. You just go do it, and you just trust him and let his spirit carry you and let that power of God be your source of strength to go do what it is that God's called you to do. So I don't know if everybody in here knows exactly what they're called to do, but I pray that every one of you gets a revelation from God of what exactly it is that God has called you to do. Transition. 2018 transition. Do we want to move forward in 2018, all of us? Amen. Me too. Definitely. I want to know what God has in store. I want to know what the next phase is. I'm excited. God's going to blow a lot of minds. A lot of people that really thought they had it all together are going to find out they really didn't know very much at all. I'm telling you, people, it's so high. He is so awesome. I'm telling you, he's just awesome. Yeah, he is. He's always with us all the time. So anyway, Mike wanted me to talk about something I thought I'd go ahead and talk about. I'm sorry if I'm taking too long. I really want to get to this last part, and then I want to pray for you, whoever it is, you know, that needs prayer. If you want to see what God has for you, if you have a curiosity, you have a desire, see what God has for you for 2018, the rest of 2018, we'll pray for you for that, that God will unleash you. So, you know, when the Bible says that Jesus, he's the Word. Well, not only is he the Word, but he's like every language and every definition of every word there is. And it seems really weird, but he showed me something. It was really awesome. And the reason I'm sharing this is because I want to see the life of God come alive in you to the point where you get that you know that you're so connected to him that you can receive supernatural things through him, just through the word and the quickening of the word that happens as a result of him breathing into your spirit. So he's the word. So if what he showed me was he's righteous, holy, virtuous, awesome, majesty, the King of Kings, royalty, and it gets so high, it's unexplainable. Our King is so awesome. We really want to see him. We want to see Jesus, don't we? But the Word of God, He is the very definition of all those words. And when the Spirit of God, and it talks about it in the Bible, it's all in place, it's all there. It talks about how the Spirit of God will quicken us and make the Word come alive. It's Jesus Christ in us who is the very definition of all the things that we ever want to be. Coming to life in us enables us to be and do all the things that we try to strive to become. But we never can get there until He makes it come alive and become real. It's like, I want to have love in my life. Well, the Bible says that He is love. And when the Spirit of God quickens us to the very definition, who is the person of Jesus, all of a sudden it's easy. He did it because He does it. So if we could just have humility, be like Isaiah, be like the publican, and just say, have mercy on me, God. Have mercy on me. Humble ourselves. Be lowly of heart. Esteem others higher than ourselves. Then we're getting to a place where we can see greater things from God, because they have to be built on Him and not us. Amen. Amen. So anyway, there was a couple things I knew that God told me about today. And one was, some have not been able to live for God in a way that you've always wanted, but you don't know how. And you know what? It's okay. It's okay. Because once we get to that place to we can say that, then God can start doing something. And I promise you, I'm not here to condemn anybody in any way. We just want the truth, don't we? Some people are not getting what they're looking for or what they have envisioned to get from their Christian walk. It's not, that may sound a little, have like a little contempt in it towards God. It's not. It's not. It's okay to have some dissatisfaction, because then you're getting yourself in a place to where you can receive. Amen. Amen. It's all about transition, how we can get rid of traditions, religion, and transition ourselves. And these are key, extremely key points to getting there. And this happens with everybody and on every level. On every level. So anyway, you want to know what it means to have greater levels of intimacy with God. You want another level of what it is to pray and seek God and have a desire to pray and seek God. Worship. There are so many different levels of worship and things that you can do. It's mind-blowing. You think of just coming to church, maybe raising your hands. There is so much that has to do with worship. And it's awesome. And God is, He's awesome. There's some of you here that maybe you were struggling with loving people or loving yourself. And you want to have a greater level of love. And you want to transition away from not having enough love to having more than enough love. And God wants to give you more love, because the Bible says it's a promise. The Holy Ghost, the love of God is shed in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Greater levels of faith. Gifts of the Spirit. You want to have dreams. The Bible says in Joel 2 that we'll dream dreams and have visions. We'll get, you want to have greater levels of insight, knowledge. You want to know what it is to have the wisdom of God. Deep revelation. You want to do miracles and you want to see people healed. God's got a place for that, definitely. All of us can do that. Jesus said it. And lastly, on the list, is we want to see him. We want to see him. The Bible says that in Jeremiah, correct me if I'm wrong, he said, if my people pray, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. What? Yeah. Seek his face, that he'll show himself to you. He didn't say to seek his face just so he could laugh at you. He's with us all the time. But Jesus wants to encounter us. Jesus is appearing to so many people these days. And he wants to, and he even said it himself. He said, I'll come to you. He said, I will come to you. It's his own words. But we've got to catch it in the spirit. And we've got to be humble. And he's not going to build our life on a rickety structure. He wants to build you so that you're built strong. Hallelujah. So right now, I know it's getting a little late, but I'd really like to pray for you for 2018, you know, that God will begin to transition you and do greater things in your life. Even if you don't feel like you really need to, I mean, you don't have to get prayer or nothing like that, but we're growing and we're moving and we're all on a journey, and we can all use more of God. Amen. So also we're called to pray for the sick. So if anybody has any ailments or sicknesses or pains or back problems or ankle problems or whatever it is, we'd love to pray for you for that. So if you could just put on a really soft, I mean, even what you had up here, that's fine, yeah. So, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we love you. You're awesome. God, we know that you're such a mighty and powerful and wonderful God in so many ways. We welcome you. And God, I pray that there would be a transition in people's lives today. I pray that, God, that there would be breakthrough. There would be miracles, miraculous, God, that you would open understanding in people's lives. Lord, that you would do things that we had no idea they even existed. But God, they exist in you. Yes. And God, show us what those are. Show us what they are. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So if there's anybody that would like prayer, I'd really love for you to come up. We'd like to pray with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Breakthrough. Breakthrough. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, give her breakthrough in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Give her breakthrough, Lord. Hopi. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Is there anybody else that wants prayer? We'd be really, really happy to pray for you. Okay, so at this time, I'll turn it over to Mike. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I know that most of the time you think, you know, you're coming up when to pray with Joe and Christine that it's about healing. But if in any way what he was sharing about going from being a traditionalist to a transitionist, and maybe that again, that is just, you know, something personal that you have in your heart, and he hasn't said it yet. I just want to encourage you just to give that opportunity for the Lord to maybe open up something that hasn't opened up in your life yet. Or maybe you're pressing into it right now. Maybe God's like starting something in you, and maybe it's not exactly transition, but it's something that's being like activated in you, and you can tell it's stirring in you. I just encourage you to either, you know, even myself, someone to pray with you and agree with you what God's doing in you. And that's kind of what Joe is sharing here, is that, you know, God's got something specifically for you. It's not just about, you know, what happened to him or what's happened to me, or it's what's he doing in your life. And he wants to be personal and intimate and real in your life, much more than we've ever anticipated. And so he's experienced that. And so a lot of times when somebody's experienced something, they can help you move into a deeper level and what God's trying to do in you. And so I know Joe's prayed for me many times through the years, and I've gotten breakthrough. So not that, and Joe would say, he's anything other than that he was given a blessing by God, and he wants to make sure that all of us have that same level of intimacy. It's not just meant for, you know, these select few that's been in the church for years. It seemed like there were these untouchable people. We were actually talking about somebody made this, you know, this grand entrance. It's about God wants to be real and personal with each and every one of us. Amen. So as we're closing, I know it's late, but if you want to just go up and just, you know, if nothing else, just grab his hand, just say, I just want you to agree with me what God's doing in my life. And I may not even be fully aware of what he's doing in me. I mean, because sometimes we don't really understand what he's doing, because, you know, it may just be that he's just exciting us about him, that this is all new. And to have somebody agree with you that God's doing something in your life may be something that's initiated. I just want to share that. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We are dismissed. Thank you, Joe, so much for sharing your heart and just being so transparent and open. And it was awesome. It was really awesome. So, yeah, I'm in agreement with you. This is a start of something brand new. The birthing. Amen. The birthing. Okay. Praise the Lord.